All right, KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We are so thrilled to be joined on the phone by the legend himself, Johnny Marr, who's playing a show at the House of Blues coming up on May 19th in Anaheim. Johnny, how are you, man?
I'm okay, thanks. Yeah, I'm good. Springtime seems to be arriving in England. It's kind of nice, yeah.
I didn't think there was such a thing as spring in England.
No, it's only every 6 years it happens.
I'm glad to know you're getting it.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm in the right place. It's all right.
Well, do you get over to Southern California very often?
Yeah, very often. Yeah, since I was a very young man. I've been playing quite a lot over the last 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
With my own band. Since 2012, Modest Mouse played there plenty, and I've been playing a lot in California. So we love it over there. You know, we do well. We always have a good night when we play.
Well, we're really excited to see you again. The show House of Blues, Anaheim, May 19th. Of course, you've got your new record, Call the Comet, which came out toward the end of last year. That was your third solo album, and then we've also become hip to your brand new single called Armatopia that we just started playing on our radio station a couple weeks ago. So I was really glad to see some new music from you.
Oh, you're playing it. Thanks. Yeah,
we are.
I'm happy with that. That sounds great. Yeah. Well, we're still, you know, I'm very pleased with how Call the Comet turned out. And, I didn't really want to get too far ahead of myself, but I just like the idea of, I was on a bit of a roll, you know, and I like the idea of putting out a one-off single. So with the new album, Call the Comet, and then this one-off single, Armatopia, we've got a whole kind of brace of new songs that are what I'm about at the moment. So it's been quite an inspired time. Generally, well, all the kind of stuff that I do with my own band is kind of written to play live, which might sound a little bit like, well, so what? But not necessarily, you know, it's not necessarily always the case. You know, you can write songs that have got great orchestral arrangements or a lot of technology that don't necessarily translate to the stage. But it was one of the things that I wanted to do with my solo records and still enjoy it at the moment, which is every song works on the stage. You know, we don't record anything we don't want to play live. So we've got a, you know, we've got a pretty intense, upbeat kind of guitar. You know, we're a proper live guitar band, you know.
Yeah.
So, no laptops involved or any of that stuff.
I talk about that all the time on my show. Sometimes a band will show up to play live in our studio and I'll be like, hey, you know, let's hook up your guitar. And they'll be like, oh, no, I just have this little machine here. I just press space bar and then I'll start singing. And I wonder where music went.
And check my emails and my Instagram account.
In the middle of the set.
Well, you know, I mean, horses for courses, you know, it's just not my thing. You know, mm-hmm. I like, we like, we, me and the band are in rehearsals now. We like that things feel different each night. Things feel different from song to song. And, you know, they're the kind of values I grew up with. And it works for me in the band. So, you know, we work on our backing vocals and we just all that kind of traditional stuff. I mean, I like living in there's lots of great things about being a musician in the modern world. I love some of the stuff that technology affords you. I won't go into the whole list of it now, but I don't wish that things were, you know, I don't want to have a time machine and go back in time. I mean, politically is a different matter, but anyway. there's a lot. I like living in the modern world, but that doesn't mean to say that you kind of that you just hit space bar and sing on top of it. That's not fun for me, really.
No, but I mean, I have noticed a little more, especially on your brand new single Armatopia. There's definitely a little more of an electronic vibe. I don't know what other word to use besides electronic, but you see, it seems to be going in that direction a little bit.
Well, with that song, that was very deliberate. And hey, I like synthesizers, and you know, I was in a band called Electronic, and I played on so many Pet Shop Boys songs and Hans Zimmer. When I left school, and a lot of the bands I was liking that had synthesizers, and you know, bands like Magazine and Wire, and you know, I'm not a Luddite about that at all. No problem. Plenty of, I mean, some of the Smiths records has got plenty of keyboards on it.
Sure.
You know, I'm not that dogmatic, but yeah, with Armatopia, it was deliberately written like that because essentially the songs are what used to back in the day be called a message song, and which is that the message being really it's a ecology song, but I didn't want it to get really downbeat and worthy and earnest. And one of the things about because I don't really have the answer, and what Armatopia is doing is, you know, I mean, in I suppose it's a surprise to most people, but you know, the title is a cross between Armageddon and Utopia. So the clue's in the title. And it's, you know, my position is, well, with the song I wanted to write, somewhere I was going, well, are we all aware that we're all going out partying while the world is burning up, you know, and while, you know, the lyric is, you know, dance to the sound of our time running out, watch the smoke on the sea and the breeze of the rising seas. So I'm going, well, are we aware that we're all just going out and ignoring it, or are we going out and ignoring it because we feel powerless and we are very compassionate and we do care? I'm not making any judgment. I'm not making any proclamation. I'm just positing the question, which is, you know, one of the nice things about being a songwriter. And I wanted to have the same push and pull in the music. So I decided it would be a cool thing. If I was going to write about something that's a serious kind of question, not a statement, a question, I should put it to a kind of a really upbeat, banging tune that makes you want to go out and party, basically.
Yeah.
Without it being too trite, I think it's a cool track. So that's why I did it. And that's one of the cool things about being a songwriter. You can have fun with these kind of devices. I didn't want to sit on the porch with an acoustic guitar and make a video of it, you know, a mushroom cloud going down in the distance. You know, I wanted to... The video is actually kind of interesting, you know. My idea for the video came with my idea for the lyrics. So if anyone is that interested, they can go and check the film out that we made.
Yeah, no, it is really cool. I was going to ask you about it because it features you in kind of like a cabaret lounge almost, with just one older dude dancing, but then the party kind of going on around him. So, I mean, I guess that speaks to the juxtaposition that you're trying to show in the lyrics of this song.
Yeah, it worked out okay. Quite often with videos, you know, you have the best of intentions and it just doesn't turn out the way you think. You just kind of have to cross your fingers. But the film, the video turned out just really right, because it's kind of, you again, it's like the song. You don't know whether it's bleak, you don't know whether it's celebratory. The everyone in the video is, you know, really deliberately kind of, it's a cross-section of people in the UK. Is kind of culturally diverse, which feels right, and which is, you know, I think reflects my audience. So I was glad to do, you know, I was glad to make it. It's been an enjoyable project, really.
Yeah. Somebody asked me somebody asked on YouTube and therefore wanted me to ask you on this interview, if you filmed it in the same room as Morrissey filmed his new single, Spent the Day in Bed, because it looks really similar, the video backdrop.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know where he filmed
it. It's really interesting though, because the stage that you're both standing on has like the same gold sequined backdrop and the room looks really similar. That would be a weird coincidence if so.
Yeah, it would, yeah. But you know, it's everywhere in England's like that.
Well, there you go. That's the answer then. Well, again, that new single is called Armatopia. We're talking to Johnny Marr, who's got a show at House of Blues coming up on May 19th. Of course, his new record, Call the Comet, is out as of last year as well. I don't want to get you going too long on this, but you do mention politically these days how much it inspires your music and how, you know, you don't want to go back in time electronically, but maybe politically. And, you know, how much of that is going into your songwriting with Brexit and Trump and everything that's happening, you know, in your world?
Well, it is a kind of, you know, it's a paradox, because because I found the political situation so overwhelming, and actually, frankly, I just didn't want to write songs about those characters who, you know, shall remain nameless. We all know what we're talking about. I didn't want those people to contaminate my mind. I didn't want them certainly to contaminate my catalogue. I didn't want them in my mind when I was singing the songs live. So I deliberately when I was making Call the Comet, avoided any direct reference to those people. And weirdly, in trying to circumvent that, they did me a favor because I don't like singing every single song about my feelings. I think the world's got enough of that going on. It's not that interesting for me. I like to sing about what I see out in society quite often, with songs like Spiral Cities and Easy Money, and all the, there's a whole load of solo songs that are inspired by the outside world. So I ended up just by accident kind of having to sing about an imaginary society. It's not too kind of science fiction, but it definitely does have that kind of vibe about it. So I ended up where I was at emotionally, having to sing about a kind of idealized society. And it's not like I'm singing about, something on a different planet or anything like that. Mm-hmm. As I say, in order to avoid singing about this situation politically, they did me a favor, really. So the opening song, Rise, is about kind of, a partnership between two people, whether it's, lovers, friends, me and a member of the audience, or, all of us trying to, go forward and rebuild a newer kind of utopian society, I guess, and what that takes. But it's a very, very personal sort of song about people. And the song The Tracers, which was the opening single that people may know about, that was, a deliberate story, a kind of science fiction story and that's where the album title comes from, called The Comet. It's the idea of, like, that we sort of, occurred to me that mankind, humans have been reaching out to some imaginary force through religion and rituals since humanity began. So it's along those same lines where we just are trying to call down a more evolved and maybe compassionate and wiser version of humanity that just arrived. A comet. So it was a science fiction story I came up with. So that's where Call the Comet comes from. And so there's a few of those kind of stories that run right the way through most of the album. It did me a favor, those dudes, really, by making me want to get away from them.
Well, they challenged you to tackle quite a lot in your music, though.
Yeah, there's one song called Bug, because I don't know. I still get to ask one of my American friends, but in the UK, if you've got a virus, if you've got the flu, we say, you've got a bug.
Yeah, translates. That translates.
Yeah. So the song Bug is a metaphor for your fearless leader, your brainless leader, your, fabulous leader. And it's and the right wing. It's the idea that the right wing is contaminating your nervous system, and like a virus. That's the only explicit political song. But rather than it be a sound like a doom and gloom song, I quite enjoyed marrying it to. To me, it sounds a little like The Clash or something. I quite enjoyed taking that subject and sticking it onto a kind of banging kind of guitar club track.
Well, you've always been good at that. Yeah, that hasn't changed.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you. I try. What can I say? Being a songwriter is, so much of it is really, really always searching for inspiration. And then once you get the inspiration, then it's a matter of craft. And, it's great. It's a great thing to do.
Yeah. Well, one of the last things I wanted to ask you, Johnny, is you're a famous collaborator and player and producer of other people's music, and I'm wondering if there's anybody that's come into your sight lately that you want to point out that you think is damn good and up and coming.
Well, sure, yeah. I mean, I think I'm guessing Courtney Barnett is on a lot of people's radar in the United States now. I mean, because she's such a good lyricist and a cool performer. I really like what she does, a great songwriter. There's a whole raft of young bands in the UK now. There's a band called Yak, Y-A-K. They're pretty rocking. And a band called She Drew the Gun, who are from Liverpool, and they're pretty good. You know, there's a whole load. You know, I've just recently done a collaboration with the band Telemann. They did a version of their own version of Armatopia. So and they've got a few good records out. Telemann. That's why I asked them. So yeah, there's a lot of really interesting musicians out there at the moment. I think it's a good time for the music. You know, whether that's to do with the social situation or I don't know, but I think rock music is pretty healthy at the moment.
Yeah, I think it's coming. It's kind of cyclically coming back. I was worried there for a little bit, but we're doing better now.
Yeah, well, you know what? I've been asked since I first came out in the early 80s with the Smiths whether, you know, guitar music is over, because back then there was a lot of people on synthesizers and who weren't using guitars, you know. And and then later on in the late 80s, I guess, when electronic music really got its second wind and the rave scene was happening, and then, you know, with hip hop, the real big hip hop scene in the early 90s. So I've always been asked about guitar music going away, and I just think that's nonsense, really, because it just guitar music bands just do a thing that people relate to, people find cool. I mean, I don't know, it's a big subject because the economics of being in the band now has definitely changed. The economics of being an established band, I mean, for young bands back now, they're certainly in the UK, which is what I know about, is, you know, there are a few places to play because of, you know, a lot of clubs have become apartments now, and we all know that one, and there's not many places to rehearse, and, you know, it's kind of getting expensive and all that. So I do wonder about for younger musicians, but it doesn't seem to deter great writers, and there's a lot of good stuff happening. So what a band is, for boys or girls, doesn't ever really change, and how you can relate to your peers and what it can do for you personally. You know, it's just a great thing. So I don't think what a song does for people and how a person relates to a song is ever going to really be replaced. I mean, its potency in the culture is not going to be like it was in 1964, because there's so many other distractions now. The world is different. So, you know, when people talk about it being over or whatever, I mean, maybe the infrastructure of it, magazines and record labels and those things are suffering, and musicians certainly, you know, economically are suffering. But, you know, the festival culture seems to be thriving, and as always. So, but as I say, you know, what a song actually does, you know, I mean, that hasn't changed since the 20s, you know, I mean, since recordings, really. You know, you've got Irving Berlin and Sondheim and Lieber and Stoller and Jagger and Richards and on and on, Noel Coward, and, you know, on and on it goes. You know, what a song is.
Yeah.
So, I don't get too fretful about what music actually is, you know.
Well, what an honor to talk to you, man, and just hear your thoughts on where we are and where we've been and where we're going. Of course, it's Johnny Marr, who's playing a show May 19th at the House of Blues of Anaheim here in Orange County. And I'm wondering, Johnny, if you'll leave us by introducing your new song for us on our radio station, Armatopia.
Okay, it's been nice talking to you, Tyler. Thank you,
man. I really appreciate it.
Hi, this is Johnny Marr. You're about to hear Armatopia, my new single on KX 93.5.